Radio Prague News. The Supreme Audit Office is to investigate the Environment Ministry's sale of carbon dioxide emission rights. Four Czechs were killed in a car accident near the Danish capital of Copenhagen, and a member of the Social Democrats is suing the party over the state of its accounting. The Supreme Audit Office is planning to look into the Environment Ministry's selling of carbon dioxide emission rights. The audit will focus on how funds from the sales are used. A spokeswoman for the ministry said that this year 19 billion Czech crowns worth of emission rights have been sold. Most of them went to Japan and the company Mitsui. Since 2008, following a change in law, the Environment Ministry is authorized to sell surplus emission rights. In accordance with the conditions of the Kyoto Protocol, proceeds from those sales can only go to the State Environmental Fund of the Czech Republic and have to be used towards measures that help cut overall carbon dioxide emissions. Five people were killed in a car accident on a motorway near Copenhagen early on Saturday morning. Four of the passengers were Czechs working in Denmark. The nationality of the fifth victim is yet unknown. A spokeswoman for the Czech embassy in Copenhagen confirmed the information but says no further details regarding the identity of the victims are available at the moment. The car was traveling above the speed limit when it hit a crash barrier on the side of the road, a witness told the press. Police say that three of the passengers were sitting in the back of the vehicle, which had no seats or seat belts. According to a local paper, this accident is one of the worst to happen near the Danish capital in several years. Pavel Imrich, a member of the Social Democrats, is suing the party over the state of its accounts, Mladá fronta Dnes reported on Saturday. Mr. Imrich says he believes that the leadership of the party should no longer have the right to dispose of the party's assets. He argues that the actual expenses for the election campaign differ hugely from published estimates and opposes plans of the party to make a mortgage deal with the credit bank FIO on buildings adjacent to its Prague headquarters. He considers this step financially unwise and believes that such decisions have to be approved of by the whole party at its party summit. Czech fisherman Jakub Wagner appeared on the popular American television show The Tonight Show with Jay Leno on Friday night. His appearance came ahead of the U.S. premiere of a new National Geographic series, Fish Warrior, in which he travels to South America and Africa to catch huge species of fish. The hardcore fisherman, who is the son of well-known musician Karl Wagner, told TV host Jay Leno that he did not know who he was prior to being invited to appear on the show. Jay Leno's program has an average 4 million nightly viewers in the U.S. And now for a brief look at the weather. The weekend will be sunny, with occasional thunderstorms in some regions of the country. Daytime temperatures on Sunday should reach 29 degrees. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.